I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I feel good.
So, John should take it easy on Grayson, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let the white boy sit over there and shoot a three, you know?
Yes, sir. we will, Jason. Appreciate
that call, bro.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Let that white boy sit over there.
I love when white folks call each other white. I mean, that is amazing.
Yep. Let's go to Matt in Cordova. Matt, you're on.
Hey, what up, guys?
Yeah.
First off, I hate Grayson Allen with everything in my heart, and I don't know if anything will change that. But what I will say, a couple things this trade does do that I really like is we have a little bit more flexibility to sign Jonas Valanciunas, and I think he's going to be a big key kind of for a three-year deal to go with Jaren Jackson Jr. And also, at that 23 pick, if we don't trade it, Cameron Johnson was a 50% three-point shooter. Casey Apollo was a 40% three-point shooter. There's three guys in that range that were shot above 39% from three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wing. We need a three-point winger. And there's a lot of good, solid guys. And Cameron, you know, Cameron's 23 years old. He's not a young kid. He's going to come in fully developed, strong, big. And he could be a solid player. I'm not saying he's going to be an all-star caliber guy, but he could be a solid 3-and-D guy.
Good.
That's it.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call.
Saw them talking about Cameron this morning, saying he got that Klay Thompson-like stroke in terms of getting it off.
535-377-6535-ESPN. What do you think of the deal for the Memphis Grizzlies? So far, it seems like everybody loves it.
And you're going to come around. As soon as you get to meet and talk to Grayson Allen, you're going to come around.
So what I like the picks. I like the flexibility that they give you inherently when you have the picks.
Yes.
No opinion whatsoever on Kyle Korver or Jay Crowder. They don't really matter to me in the grand scheme of this deal. And then you're just hoping.
They might be here for a little while.
You're hoping that
this season.
Grayson, he'll be here for the season.
Yeah, but, until the trade deadline.
But I'm just saying in terms of like the long term.
Yeah,
what I mean?
He's not part of it.
And then you're just hoping that Grayson Allen can turn into a rotation player. And better. That's what you're hoping for.
I wouldn't rule out the possibility of trading one of them with the 23 pick. Maybe you'd do something else.
Right.
So that's a possibility, too.
You have flexibility. You have flexibility. We're going to continue to take calls. Let's go to Tom in Cordova. Tom, you're on.
Gentlemen, how are y'all?
Pretty good. How are you, Tom? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm sad that Conley is gone because it was one heck of a ride with him. He gave us everything he had.
I'm with you. Salute. Yep.
Hard sweat, blood, and tears, and he gave everything he gave on the court, the body. I mean, he gave everything. He gave it his all. He even gave us, the broken face,
he
the fractured back, the Achilles tendon. He gave everything to the community of Memphis. Memphis rode on his back. We won most of every game with him that he gave Marc Gasol, which was a one heck of a ride. I'm glad he got a ring. But you know what? Then again, we needed it. It was probably time for him to go, and I don't say this disrespectfully. I say this as kindly and honorable as I can to him, because Conley was everything the city needed from him.
Yep.
I wish him well. I hope he gets a ring, too.
Yeah.
And honestly, the last caller that said that Chris Wallace couldn't pull it off, he's right. I don't think GM could pull it off, even if he tried to, because everyone makes mistakes in this business, but granted, Conley gave us everything he had in his body, everything he had. He sacrificed. He dove on the floor for us, loose balls, made game-winning shots, got into a few scuffles. But, gentlemen, I'm going to give you my last thought. Honestly, I think we should salute him for everything he's done for this city.
Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for the call, man. 535-377-6535-ESPN. What do you think about this deal for the Memphis Grizzlies? Mike Conley is in Utah, and a bunch is coming back to the Grizzlies. Let's go to Roger. Roger, you're on.
Hi. So, first of all, I'm very grateful for the time that he spent with us. He made us a relevant franchise again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if there were any better offers that we had for Conley. I mean, I think this is a great offer, but I heard the rumors that the Suns were willing to give us the 6.
That was certainly a rumor. I have no idea, and we probably will never know, right, what other offers were out there. But appreciate the call, Roger. So, yeah, I mean, I listen, if it was the best offer on the table, that's fine. That's fine.
I still could have waited.
I'm assuming that it was, given that they did it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because I don't know. How's Utah going to give you an ultimatum? And that's their guy. That's the guy they want. They'd have waited, you know, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in the free agency. That said, I don't think we'll, to answer that question, I don't think we'll ever know what all else was out there, just like we don't know exactly what all else was out there for Marc Gasol.
Yes. Let's go to Tony and Bartlett. Tony, you're on.
Yeah, I want to say, man, it has been a pleasure having Mike Conley as a Memphis Grizzlies class act.
Yep.
And, you know, I really hope, pray that things go well for him. But, as far as this front office, make a move. Get the fans excited. I really don't care if you could have got a better deal or not. You did do something. You did more than Chris Wallace did the whole tender that he was here, in my opinion, because I think a lot of stuff that he bragged about, he didn't do half of it. I think Mike Hasley was in the forefront of a lot of things. And then, like I said, Chris Wallace is a coattail holder. And also, I want to suggest to the Grizzlies, start printing up the new T-shirts. I believe if I play for the Grizzlies, I will win a championship with another team. We'll train you up. Boom.
Not anymore.
All right, man.
Not anymore, brother.
Appreciate the call, Tony. Let's go to Kelly in Arkansas. Kelly, you're on.
Hey, Jason and John. How y'all doing?
What's up, brother Kel?
Man, I'd be okay with it, but at the end of the day, we losing a Memphis legend, man. You know, it's going hard to see Mike go, but, you know, I guess we're getting younger, you know, end of a legacy, because like I said, Mike was the last of the core four. So, you know, I guess grit and grind is officially dead now, but, you know, like I said, but at the end of the day, I think about those first round picks we're getting, and I think basically that's what you got to look forward to. Those first-round picks that we're potentially getting this year, and what you said, 221, 22, y'all said the other one. So.
20, it'll end up probably being 2022, yep.
Yeah, so I guess, man, that's what you got to look for. Go Grizzlies.
Kelly, keep shooting that thing, Kelly, winning that free throw contest over at the Penny Camp.
Hey, we had to get it in, man. I think we could have won a few more of those events, but that's another story, though, man.
I got you, brother.
Kelly,
keep up the good work, bro.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mark in East Memphis. Mark, you're on.
Yes, thank you. I think it's a fantastic trade. I think you're concentrating on Grayson Allen, which I don't think really even matters in this trade. He's $2.5 million. If he's good, fine, and if he's not, what difference? Heck, we had Rade on our roster last year for $1.4 million.
Oh, good point.
What we have that we haven't had in years is financial flexibility.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And, preach it, brother.
We get two draft picks, financial flexibility. I mean, heck, I'm not saying they're going to do it. They could now sign Avery Bradley if they wanted to because they have the money to do it, or somebody else or nobody, but whatever.
Flexibility.
We've never had this kind of financial flexibility. I think he pulled off a coup. Everybody else, including Chris Harrington, when he writes articles, said, well, they're going to have to take back salary.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
If Kyle Korver's not on this team, it's a $20 million savings over Mike Conley.
Yeah, of course you have to do something with the money that you're saving, though. That's the other side.
You'd rather have the money to be able to do something.
But you have
to
do something with it. Like, just saving money is not enough.
I love the call.
Right. Well, of course it's not enough. But you know, at some point you've got to trust the people that are in charge to pick good people. We have a new regime. They started with this. I think they can do it. So I'm very, very pleased. We weren't getting a superstar for Mike Conley.
Correct.
Yes.
What we wanted was
draft
picks and financial freedom. And the other three guys, if they're good, it's gravy.
Yeah.
Great call.
Mark, appreciate the call.
Appreciate the points.
535-377-6535 ESPN. Take a few more here. Let's go to Melvin. Melvin, you're on.
Hey, I got it on.
What's up, bro?
I mean, I'm not too high on the trade because you always want one player that we can say, oh, that guy got potential. I mean, Grayson Allen, he's not better than Dylan Brooks, or we could have got Kelly Oubre. So, I mean, if they got something else in the works with the other picks, because those late 20 picks, that's not going to get you anywhere. then the other pick they got is so protected. But, I mean, if they do something with the cap space and, you know, they got another deal coming, you know, maybe that's okay. But I'm not – I mean, you got to get some kind of young player. We call them making it like when we got rid of Rudy, what young player did we get when they traded Rudy that time?
Yeah, they did.
You know, sooner or later, you got to get something there. I mean, why? My thing is, I hate they rush because I think you could have got a deal with Boston.
Mm-hmm. Or, you were in the wait and see. Mean, yeah.
Who you being against? I mean, Conley was going to get – people were going to go out of Conley. I don't get why they just rushing made a deal unless they got something else up their sleeve. It's not – I mean, why they play themselves this fast? It's like they hit somebody in the draft in the late 20s that they just crazy about.
Again, if that's the case, can't you wait and to see till if they're there? Then you can wait till tomorrow and then jump in late and do this. But I'm telling you, Melvin, on your point about you could have waited, I'm with you on that approach. I think that's a question Giannato's brought up as well. I think that's a fair question to have, bro.
Melvin,
appreciate the call, man.
Let's go. We're going to take three more, and then we're going to go to break here. But we wanted to give you guys a chance to sound off. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're on.
Hey guys, thanks for your show.
Appreciate you.
My only reservation about John Morant is didn't he just have knee surgery or something?
It was very minor. It was just to remove loose. He's already dunking again. It's not major.
Then that's really good. I just don't want another Chandler Parsons deal or whatever.
No, this is not Chandler Parsons.
And I hope tomorrow goes very well. We have a lot to be excited for with the Tigers, and I want to be excited about the Grizz again too.
There you go. Jay, appreciate the call.
Yep.
Let's go to Quinn. Quinn, you're on.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Appreciate the show. Appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, brother.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep, yes. We got you.
Can hear you great.
I think it was a decent move. We should have waited a little bit to see if we had better offers after the draft or during the draft. But the key things I think the franchise kind of prioritized was flexibility and assets.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I'm hoping that Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver need one of those guys suit up as Grizz because we need to be trying to flip those guys as soon as possible.
With you.
As well as Avery Bradley, we need to take opportunity to really capitalize on the flexibility that we have right now and kind of take on a Nets approach as far as bringing in assets with the uncertainty about our pick next year or the year following.
We
need to make sure that we're flipping out assets because these vets want to be in a winning situation,
right,
and we're clearly moving in a rebuild.
No doubt. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, brother.
And then last word on this, let's go to CJ. CJ, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo,
CJ.
The only thing that I've noticed that no one's brought up is about what about the pick that we're going to convey? How about we re-sign everybody and try to convey this pick this next year and get it off our books?
Yeah.
Pick to Boston?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. I mean,
the pick to Boston?
Yeah, I mean, they're conveying it one way or another. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. I don't think it makes sense to – I don't even know if you can do it. I don't even know if you can convey it, you know, this next year. I don't think you're going to really be in a position to do it.
How are you going to convey you're not going to be that competitive?
We think it's going to be a fun losing year. Top six protected? Yeah, top six protected. And they had trouble finishing in, you know, the top eight last
year. And with Mike
year.
Gone now, I'm not saying it can happen, but I just feel like they'll be in that six, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, just resign as much
losing.
People as can, and let's tell everybody go win and get as many wins as we can. Don't worry about tanking. Let's just go for it.
Yeah, that's certainly one way to look at it. CJ, appreciate the call, bro. I just don't think they're within striking
distance. They're not
going to
be capable
of
that.
No, they're not going to be. They're not going to be. You know, again, they struggled to be in the top, you know, eight this year. So that's something that you have to. And they now don't have Mike Conley anymore. Now they're getting a young, dynamic player in John Morant, but you know he's a rookie, so. You know, we got to keep it realistic, I think. So anyway, there you go. It seems like most people really think the deal is either fine or good. Which I think it's fine.
I think you're coming around.
It's fine. Yeah. I never said I hated the deal. My expectations were a little higher, not a whole lot higher.
Again, it's the player. The player is a different name. You're feeling a lot better about it. Again, you got to look at the big things here, and it's the cap space. That you now create the finance to the point. I don't remember the calls, but that's
his name was Mark.
Mark, to that point, it's like you had handcuffs on,
right,
in terms of the options you had. That's why we saw so many bad deals. It was part of the reason here in the last couple of years you see so many bad moves is because they're so capped in terms of what they can do financially. That those shackles are now coming off.
That is true.
I'm excited about that. Do we ever think they're going to go out and sign, Anthony Davis or something? No.
Yeah.
But now you have options, and now. there ain't no more having one foot in the past.
Absolutely.
Let's see what these young guys can do. Let's get all in on it. Again, it could be rough in terms of the losses that are coming. There's no question. But we're watching these young guys develop, and there can be a lot of fun in that. I think there's going to be.
Yep.
Ja's going to be dunking on people.
Now, that,
Jared's gonna
that
be getting
I agree
better,
with. I agree
better.
With that 100%.
This ain't going to be like something you're down about going to see these guys.
It's going to be
now,
fun.
You can get all in now on this team's future and seeing if you've got two future superstars. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John on the Tirana FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome.
The 4th Annual Redeemers Group Love Well 5K and Festival is coming up on Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. at the beautiful Greenway along Humphreys Boulevard. This year, the June 22nd event benefits Serenity Recovery Center. There are so many ways that every one of us can love our city well. Run, walk, volunteer, donate, fundraise, or be a vendor. But the time is drawing near. Choose one way to love our city well this coming June 22nd. Go to lovewell5k.com and be sure to share the Love Well 5K and Festival event on Facebook. lovewell5k.com.
Want to treat your car right? Here's Frampol! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
There are few rites of spring more satisfying than the annual deep clean, but many homeowners fail to include their air conditioning system in this ritual. There are a lot of low-priced tune-up offers out there, but your air conditioning system is a big investment, so be sure you're trusting its maintenance to professionals, like Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Since 1970, we've been providing quality service at reasonable prices. Schedule your $95 precision air conditioning tune-up today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Enjoy authentic family recipes with a modern Sicilian twist with today's Perks Deal. Half off $25 to lunch at Strano by Chef Josh. Chef Josh learned the value of using natural ingredients to create delicious and delicate cuisine. Chef Josh's cuisine is both genuine and elegant. He strives to use only local seasonal ingredients and products to ensure your experience at Strano is as fresh and authentic as possible. Try some of their favorites like their lobster tots, mama's meatballs, chicken parmesan sandwich, pizzas, calzones, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 62419. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Yeah. Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dice game. Lose it all.
Twinning that away apartment four, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember. Miss Shirley house breaking down them things, I remember. I
used Slippy Z's mattresses and furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every day of the week. Our man Michael's been in the business for over 18 years. He's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau as a result. And he's been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store 4 years in a row.
Because he's got everything. When it comes to the mattresses, 50 to 80% off your retail store price, right? Then you're going to get an extra 10% off those mattresses or furniture. He's got all the furniture in the world, too. When you mention you heard it on Jason and John, that's how Michael Zellner rocks with you. He rocks with all of Memphis. Don't forget to mention that name. Get that 10%. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed. You can check it all out at SleepyZZZS.com. Again, SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. Well, you'll never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, we have a quick rundown to do. Let's get it.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
It sounds like the Chris Paul and James Harden marriage is coming to an end. Chris Paul and James Harden, it sounds like, according to several reports, are no longer getting along. It sounds untenable. Skip Bayless was talking about this on Undisputed today, and he took the bait, Jason. Mm-hmm. He took the Twitter bait. Have a listen.
Instead, his kitchen on fire. All right? Now
no
I know
accident.
Why. Every time I see that commercial, I think, God, that's terrible. But maybe there's some truth to it. And now I can't figure out how those two managed to stay in the same room long enough to make all those commercials together. Because the reports are this has been going on for 2 years.
Yes.
There was the one report yesterday that it got so bad in practice going back 2 years ago that Chris Paul was making fun of James' man boobs in practice to the point that he broke down in tears and had to leave a couple of practices. Man. Okay, that's when you're hitting the bottom, right?
Okay. Skip Bayless saw a parody account on Twitter say that, and he said it on Undisputed.
As if it was real.
Oh, like it was a real thing.
And he felt so bad for James.
Oh,
you
my
could tell there was some relating to James' situation, it felt like.
Oh, my Lord.
Like Skip Bayless
he
really,
wanted to believe that.
Like, Skip
he?
Bayless yeah. really thought mm. that happened.
Wow.
That it got so bad that Chris Paul
and had him crying, had James broken down. I felt sorry for him.
How are y'all not dying at this, bro?
Man.
Like it was like a guy who changed his Twitter profile picture to Adrian Wojnarowski.
I mean,
and sent that tweet out, and Skip believed it, didn't verify it, and just threw it out there on national television.
To that point, he's like a lot of Americans who just see and go and believe. I mean, that.
Well, when
like,
you're on national television, there's a greater responsibility.
There should be. Unfortunately, there's not. You see it every day. go watch TV once, John.
James broke down in tears.
Dear Lord.
He had to leave practice on multiple occasions, James.
He felt for that man.
Sounds like a Josh Pastner era Memphis Tiger basketball team right there. I would have believed it if it was about the Tigers back then.
James Harden breaking down because Chris Paul's insulting him.
Yeah. So anyway, I died when I heard that. I was like, I cannot believe this dude really went on national TV and like repeated that.
They didn't correct him and say, no, we don't think that's
Shannon's
true.
Like, yeah.
It's the pre-meeting. They didn't do that.
Accepts it as the gospel.
Yeah.
Huh?
And the pre-meeting is like, did you guys see that juicy tidbit
story
about James Harden's man boobs? He's leaving practice.
Been going on for 2 years.
Wow. Anyway, there you go. Enjoy.
Next story.
Well, that's actually the last story because we have to get to Tony Madlock.
Yeah, oh, Tony.
Let's go to Tony Madlock. He, of course, is the University of Memphis assistant coach. We'll talk to him about how practice have been going over there at the Lori Walton.
Yeah.
His time with the team and all of that. That's up next. Jason and John, 92 on FM, ESPN.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Locket before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lock it. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, Jack Royal and the Royal Blues Band. On Saturday, great.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10e, 128 gigabyte, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I
had no doubt. So Chris wanted to sell his home in Cuyahoga for more money than any of his neighbors. His neighbors' houses were listed for several months with other agents with what appeared to be no movement. Then the Live Love Memphis group got involved. With their aggressive marketing, they sold the home in 2 days for list price, sold for $30,000 more than any other house in the neighborhood over the last 6 months.
Not going to be a lot of talk, just going to be a lot of action. They're going to get that home sold for you. Won't tell you that hopefully you won't need to spend thousands to get that thing sold for you. I didn't need to. Literally spent hundreds, and I got full asking on that thing. That's how you work. That's how the Live Love Memphis group works. Go check them out, livelovememphis.com, or you can call them up at 901-685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carson, and she'll get that home sold for you. Get with the right group. It's the Live Love Memphis group at livelovememphis.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, they've been having a lot of action over there at the Lori Walton Center. His name is Tony Madlock. He's been watching. He's assistant coach with the Tigers. He joins us now. Coach, how are you doing, brother?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Does it feel like you're sitting on a whole bunch of gold over there?
That's funny. But no, it's been fun to watch these guys work out for the last, 2 weeks now. So it's been exciting, man. Anytime you got a lot of talent in the gym, it's fun.
I don't know how much you got to hear them yesterday in terms of the things the freshmen said. You all sort of introduced them to us in terms of speaking publicly to the media for the first time as a group. Did you like what you heard? To a man, it was all, for the most part, we got to check our egos at the door.
Exactly, and that's what Penny has been talking about from day one. When he recruited all these guys, he told them, hey, listen, if we want to try to do something special, everybody's going to have to sacrifice a little bit of their game for the greater good. So he's been preaching there from day one, and you can tell the guys are listening so far.
Yep.
Well, I mean, what does that look like? Because you're exactly right. I mean, James said team concept. You know, everybody – I think we lost Tony there. I think we lost her. Let's get him back. But to that point, we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet because of, you know, obviously the breaking news before our show. But basically everybody, now there were varying levels of confidence between, you know, several of them, but, you know, James mentioned team concept, Boogie said we got to come together as families. Like, they are like hyper aware of, you know, just that in general, you know?
Oh, DJ made, I thought someone else made this point, but it struck me when he said it. You know, I no longer think of myself as the man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of what all of these guys have been for the most part at their teams. DJ said it. I'm not the man anymore, and that's the sort of team thing you want to hear.
Coach, we got you.
I'm back.
Yeah, so, I mean, to that point we were just talking about, I mean, every guy we had a chance to talk to, especially James, you know, James was like, listen, team concept. How much easier does it make your job when, you know, the number one player in America is emphasizing that on his own? Like, hey, we have to check our egos at the door. We have to believe in team concept.
Exactly. It's fun, and it's something that we've been preaching and Penny has been preaching, and those guys are buying in. And the thing about it is those guys are so humble and those guys are so talented, and they want to win big, and they want to win big for each other. So we're excited about it. It's been a very good 2 weeks.
Yeah, you mentioned it's only been 2 weeks. So in terms of a timetable and a timeline, like how much are you able to put in right now? Like how do you begin to approach sort of that, especially with all the talent that you have?
Well, we're doing a lot of different things. We're doing some individual work, some skill development, so we're doing that on a regular basis. And then also we're starting just to put in some defensive principles, you know, just kind of some really introducing some stuff and getting these guys adjusted to college life and how referees going to call games and stuff like that. So it's been good, man, and we're excited about these guys. These guys are willing to learn. They're trying to do everything the right way, and Penny's doing a really good job of teaching these guys.
Coach, do you? I know Dandridge had said he hoped to be. Do you all expect to have Dandridge for most of the season coming back from that knee?
You never know. You know, okay. Coming back from ACL, it just kind of depends on the rehab. And I know he's doing a really good job, and he's probably ahead of schedule right now.
Looks
so
like
you just never know. But, you know, hopefully he gets back as soon as possible.
And then just to clean that up, Lester was talking. It looks like he's off the broken foot. You all's trainer talked to us about it, but or in terms of and he didn't have a boot on yesterday. But in terms of getting back, is it going to be a cautious process? Is that the deal?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing we got to make sure that we understand is that it's June. You know, it's
exactly.
June, and you know, we don't play a game until November. So we want to make sure that everybody, if we can, have everybody healthy and ready to go when we get to the Bahamas. But he's been doing some shooting. So he'll be ready to go probably in the next week or so.
John and I were talking about this. Man, we'd almost put bubble wrap on all those guys, right? Because it almost feels, yes, you want, Coach, I know you want to develop them and get them ready for the season because they have to be by the time y'all are ready to roll because of this schedule. But it's almost like there's a line, right? You want to push them because that competition level is going to be, but you don't, I mean, it feels like health would be the number one concern in terms of coming out of June and July. You want everybody healthy, right?
How
do you walk that line?
You know how it is. In the game of basketball, man, you can't control
anything
things like injuries. You can't. Yeah, you just got it, man. It's the thing that you've been doing all your life. You've been playing basketball, you know. So you want to get out there. The guys want to hoop. They want to compete at the highest level. So
yeah.
So you know, you just gotta pray that you know everything works out for the best, man. But these guys are really been good, man. We're so excited about them, man. Everything so far has been as advertised.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Madlock here on the show. Coach, how much does experience matter? Because, I mean, listen, people try to poke holes. That's what people do. And the only real hole with as much talent as you guys have is the fact that, you know, you don't have all that much experience. But how much does it matter when there's that much talent?
Experience, it means a lot, and especially in college basketball. You know, especially when you get to the NCAA tournament and the big dance, and it's you're playing against guys that's been at a program 3 and 4 years. You can look around the country of all the teams that had a lot of one-and-done guys and top freshmen, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. So luck plays a good part of it, but experience is always a key factor in college basketball. But saying all that, you know, I think that any coach would rather say they would rather have really talented guys that are young versus experienced guys that's not as talented. So, you know, so it can work both ways. So. But yeah, it is experience. It's going to be big. But we have some experienced guys. You know, Alo played a lot of minutes last year. Tyler played a lot of minutes last year. Isaiah played a lot of last year. And then you know, Lance is an older guy, even though he's just a sophomore.
That's where I was going to go, Coach. I asked Wiseman about this. You know, even the freshmen, we haven't seen what they're going to do, but we feel like we know them a little bit. We've seen their body of work. What does Lance bring to the table in terms of things he can do and sort of what you see him doing for you guys this year?
Well, he's 6'10", he's long, he's a stretch four, can really shoot the ball, put it on the floor, block shots, So he's a guy that's going to help us. And like I said, and he has that mentality. He's a leader. You know, he talks a lot. The guys are going to look up to him because he's going to try to do things the right way. So he's going to be big for us in a lot of areas this year.
James Wiseman, you may know him. Obviously, a lot of people in the city are excited about him. We saw him for the first time, you know, officially introduced as a part of the team yesterday. I know there's probably a part of you as a coach that, like, you got to keep it in perspective, right? You got to keep everything sort of reined in. But from what you've seen in the limited availability with him, what have you seen from James?
Like you said, we've watched him for a long time now, and he is as good as advertised. He has the total package for a basketball player, of course, the height, the skill level, and then probably the biggest deal, he wants to be great. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part of his game is going to take him to a whole nother level, man. He works, and he wants to be one of the best players in the country.
It is obviously a team, and so that's important, and because everybody has to come together, and that was sort of the theme of yesterday. But with James as the guy that really was sort of helping recruit and help get these guys on campus, you don't have that sort of quintessential four-year senior on the roster, but how much does it help with James having been on USA basketball teams, having been on a million different All-Star game rosters? He's done the, you know, talented thing before. He's been around a bunch of talent. How much does that sort of help you guys when it comes to managing this day-to-day?
It's a great access because he's a guy that knows, like you said, he knows how to play with other really good players. He's done it, you know, forever. So like playing on All-Star games and McDonald games and all those things. So he has a sense of, hey, listen, sometimes you have to give up this to get this. So and he's been really good at it. And like I said, man, he's just such a great kid. I don't think people understand, you know, James Wiseman and what kind of kid he is. I mean, he's a guy that, I mean, he will bend over backwards for you. He's a pleaser. He wants to know what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. So he's a guy that, you know, I think everybody, you know, that doesn't know him is going to fall in love with it.
I know. It feels like we never rule out anything with you guys, Coach, but does it feel like y'all are done for 2019, like this is the squad?
Well, like I said, man, who knows? Who knows? You know, everything has worked out so far so good with, you know, with scholarships and all that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you never know in college basketball, man, with the transfer portal up to over 900 right now, with I think right at 400 still has not committed to school. So, and then you just never know. You know, school doesn't start and really until August. So a lot of things can happen from now until August. So, to answer your question, I don't know.
Gotcha. No doubt about that. We saw the pairings today in conference, Coach. You're going to have Houston in Memphis, Cincinnati in Memphis, Temple in Memphis, Wichita State here at home, and then UConn as well. When you look at the league next year, what do you think about the quality of the AAC next season?
I think it's going to be really good. I think, you know, Houston, because of that culture now, I don't care who they lose off their team. Agreed. And who they bring in. You know, they're going to be good just because of, you know, what Coach Sampson has done there and the talent he has, and he just has that program going in the right way. You know, UConn is going to get back to UConn, I think. Wichita State is a really good program, is always going to be good. You know, Cincinnati is going to be Cincinnati. So and with us, so I think you got teams that can easily be in the big dance and should be in the big dance. So I think it's going to be a really good, challenging year for everybody.
Coach, saw a great story in the Commercial Appeal on Father's Day. I believe it was written by Drew Hill, who talked to your son. And I got to ask you this. I'm going to read it for the listeners that didn't get a chance to read it. Your son said and was talking to you, keep pushing me and making me work hard because you're the only reason why I'm where I am, where I'm at today. I figure as a father, is there anything better a son can give you than to tell you something like that?
No, man, it gives me goosebumps when I hear it. You know, it's one of those deals that, you know, when you have a son that's playing, you know, high school basketball, he's here in the city for the first time, you know, because he's never lived in Memphis. He wasn't born in Memphis. So for him to now be in the city where I was born and raised and to be playing in a high school and I get a chance to watch him play and his family members get a chance to watch him play, he's wearing number 20. So, of course, man, that's exciting for me.
Does he have the mad dog in him, though? He's got the mad lock jeans in him. I've seen him. He's got the same jeans, Coach.
He does. He's getting better every day. He's young, man. Actually, let me tell you, he turned 16 today. So happy birthday, TJ. He just turned 16, so he's young. He's young for his class. And we're excited about his basketball future, man. He's getting better every day, and he's working hard, so I'm proud of him.
Hey, man, don't do him like T. Moran and call him overrated on Twitter, man. You go easy on your son, okay?
No, man. Hey, listen. I try not to coach him too hard.
I hear you.
I try to be a dad. So when I do say something, I want him to listen, and so far it's worked out.
No doubt. Well, Coach, we appreciate the
really
time,
appreciate
man.
Your
as
time,
always,
brother.
Know you're busy, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
He is Tony Madlock, assistant coach over there at the University of Memphis. Maybe we later in the show we'll talk about what we learned from that press conference.
Obviously,
because it was interesting. We got our chance to, you know, got our first chance to meet all the guys, all the new guys, the number one recruiting class in the country, Jason.
And you're right. I mean, the overall thing was, you know, that struck is everybody's talking national championship, and I think it's realistic.
Yeah.
Again, if you're fighting that off, right, it's almost like a denial. You've got the fourth best odds to win it. So not talking about it would feel like, to me, a disservice, like you're running away from something. You need to approach it realistically. So to hear them say that was – you know, that was good. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can dive deeper in that a little bit later on. Mike Conley is now in Utah Jazz.
He is a jazz member.
Is that member of the Jazz?
He's a member.
Yeah, because it feels weird saying he's a Jazz.
Yeah, like when you don't say he's a Miami Heat. You know, you say he's a member of the Heat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of those deals.
Change it for the Magic as well.
All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM. ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects. Like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools. That's it. No patio furniture. No plants. Just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
Howie's here from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie, what's the one thing someone should know when shopping for a diamond engagement ring?
3 words. Trust your eyes. Keep in mind that choosing a slightly lower color and clarity can only be seen using a microscope, but not with the naked eye.
And I'm just looking for bigger and brighter.
Exactly. And if you want a bigger, brighter diamond, come to Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale. And right now, save 20 to 40% off.
And with a $1,500 purchase, you get a free mini vacation.
Free financing, 4 convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are a local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call.
With IKEA, you can send your kids off to college with a new Alex desk, setting them up for any scenario. Like when the cafes are full, it'll be their quiet haven. Or after heated debates, it'll be a place to cool down. Or when they don't answer their phone, it's probably just under all those books. Call me.
Get 20% off all desks. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from June 5th through 23rd. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Enjoy
authentic family recipes with a modern Sicilian twist with today's Perks Deal. Half off $25 to lunch at Strano by Chef Josh. Chef Josh learned the value of using natural ingredients to create delicious and delicate cuisine. Chef Josh's cuisine is both genuine and elegant as he strives to use only local seasonal ingredients and products to ensure your experience at Strano is as fresh and authentic as possible. Try some of their favorites like their lobster tots, mama's meatballs, chicken parmesan sandwich, pizzas, calzones, and more. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Looking for fast, reliable internet? Well, look no further. With Xfinity XFi, you get the ultimate speed, coverage, and control you need to enjoy the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That means having the kind of internet that can keep up with the connected devices in your home, even when everyone's online at the same time. And when you need the kids to put down their phones and tablets for dinner, Xfinity can help with that too. A simple tap on the XFi app, and just like that, you've paused your in-home Wi-Fi and brought the family together. Just another way Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, plus add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires eco bill and auto pay. In 6/24/19, restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. They got them all for you out there on the lot. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you out at Landers. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. If you get down there and they don't happen to have what you want in stock, don't worry, let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web, landersmemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, so just to kind of recap today, earlier today, right before we came on the air, the Memphis Grizzlies pulled the trigger on a deal with the Utah Jazz for Mike Conley. The Grizzlies are saying Mike Conley, and they are getting back Kyle Korver, who seems to be a wave candidate, obviously. Jay Crowder, who was in the final year of his deal before becoming an unrestricted free agent. Grayson Allen, the young player from Duke, the 23rd overall pick in this 2019 NBA draft, as well as a future protected first-round pick. We believe it will end up being a 2022 first-round pick that falls anywhere between 7 and 30. And that, of course, is the first year of the double draft. That is the first year of the, you know, when high school players can go straight to the NBA. So there actually is some real value there for sure.
No, I think what we've seen, John, is we've watched a man slowly come around on this thing, haven't we? And that man's name is John Martin.
I mean, in some ways, I have come around.
You wanted to dog this thing when it first happened, and I could feel it. I could sense the same thing coming off you that we saw after the Marc Gasol trade, that immediate, you want to go into a, we could have gotten more. And, you know, that question will always be there. Could you have waited until tomorrow? Mark brought that up. My whole approach was wait until free agency, until some teams strike out. We don't know how many desperate teams there would have been after striking out on free agency. I feel like one was off the board that you died in the Lakers. We talked about that yesterday. But right now, here today, I don't think there's any way you can dog this trade and feel like, oh, my gosh, they got killed on it.
No, I don't think that they didn't get, like,
and,
robbed.
And while I'm not in the other camp of, oh, let's go all go out and celebrate, what I can see right here.
Exactly.
What I can actually get behind, though, John, is the same thing I've been telling you for 2 years right here. Been time to push the button and start heading toward the future of this thing. And that's all this is. That is now getting that other foot out of the past. We realize Mike could still help. If you wanted to talk yourself into with Ja and Jaron and Mike Conley, we think we can be somewhat competitive. That's the road I didn't want to go down. I wanted to go down the road, the path. We don't know where it takes us. But what you're going to see is these young guys getting these opportunities now. That other foot that was in the old, it's all the way out now. And now we can move on. Now, John, we can see what these guys can be. Like I said, you've got an opportunity here to get what we think could be two superstars in Jaron and Ja. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to roll with these guys and see what you can do, especially now with this financial flexibility that's coming.
Yeah, and listen, for the Jazz, they're getting a guy who conceivably will take them to the next level.
I don't know what the next level is in the West. Is that from the 5 and the 4, consideration of that to the 3 seed? Like,
right,
who knows?
Right.
I don't think it takes
They'll be better. They got better. That we know.
Well,
or they should be.
This should be part of the salute to Mike. This ain't no Kyrie Irving situation where you put a guy in, right, and all of a sudden guy thinks I'm the guy.
Right.
Mike, nobody knows better than Mike Conley in terms of when to turn it on and be the guy and when not to. When that doesn't help your team being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dude has the feel. You know what I'm saying? It's like feeling you out, John. Whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, we kind of adjust. You know what I'm saying? Because we want you in that good mood
the
entire way through the show. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mike can adjust. When Donovan's getting his, Mike's fine with that. It's not a deal where I got to be the leader. You know what I'm saying? Look what I did for the Grizzlies. We went to the Western Conference Final. Mike ain't that dude. Kyrie's that. So it's perfect for them. And it's one of the reasons why maybe you could have waited, because I'm telling you right now, Utah would have done this deal whenever. Mm-hmm. That was the guy they wanted. It's the guy they wanted. So we'll see. We're all hopeful that it turns out great. We're hopeful that Grayson Allen becomes the player that can make John Martin proud.
Yeah, and then, of course, you think about Mike's legacy here in Memphis. A guy who has played through, a number of injuries, who, frankly, became the quintessential Memphis guy. When he got here, people didn't want to give him a chance, right? People wrote him off, said he was never going to be good enough.
Sure.
And he met a coach in Lionel Hollins who empowered him, and he has gone on to become, the best point guard in franchise history, and, a guy who's going to have a statue, outside of FedEx Forum one day, along with, Mark and Tony and Zach Randolph, so that is the best part about this. I think it's ending as amicably as you could possibly ever hope. These tend to not be as amicable as the last two have been. Mark, I think, still has a great reverence. And listen, the Grizzlies did right by those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They did. I mean, Mark wins a ring with Toronto, and Mike is going to a team in the West that, has a chance to finish in the top three. That's the best case scenario, I think, for both of those guys.
Yeah. You just can't, I know that one caller, maybe make some listeners roll their eyes a little bit, everything he was saying about the things Mike did for this friend. It was like he was going through each game. But Mike deserves that.
Yeah.
Right? He absolutely, no one carried themselves. But keep in mind, we've had guys here, other superstars, right, kind of do it when they want to do it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Mike Conley did it for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and he gets beat up for the injury history, which I don't see how, if it's a situation where you think a guy's playing or taking his time to get back, right? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe I could sort of see the frustration. Mike always tried to get back early.
Yep.
And yes, he was a small guard who got hurt, but I don't see how you could hold that against him. The guy went healthy. Did everything he could, even when not healthy, did everything he could for this franchise. Nobody was classier, happy that he's going to a contender.
Yep.
But I'm even happier for the Memphis Grizzlies that you're moving on.
Yeah.
Because we were all going to get to this point sooner or later. I'm happy we're here.
He finishes as the Grizzlies' career leader in points, assists, three-pointers, and games played.
Legend. Grizz legend.
And it's gonna be tough to beat that. Like, you're gonna have to be a really awesome player to best Mike in those categories.
We can just watch him come through those tough years early on. I mean, we saw the man.
Yeah.
We saw the man.
That's true.
Literally the boy go to a man, the young boy,
has his family here.
We saw him become a father and become a family man here. And that's all part of it too.
It
all plays into it too, because nobody as family man as Mike Conley. He certainly is that.
Yep.
You can get behind those.
All right, when we come back.
Another family man we got coming into the studio.
That's
here.
Right. Thad Young is going to be in studio. We will talk to him about all the craziness that's going down in the NBA, what he's been up to, and more. He's up next. Jason and John, that is this show's name, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started. If you're not taking advantage of it, you're making a shopping mistake.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this, they have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get 3 measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift for any man's birthday. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping to make sure you're good to go in these warm months that are finally here? James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges to some of our locations and soon to be all of our locations. Stop by today for a demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today, and it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. He's
Grandpa. You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? 3 filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, 3 great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and we're celebrating with our free, free, free event. Get free bed accessories like a free adjustable bed base, 2 free memory foam pillows, and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $7.99. That's a value of over $850, absolutely free. And on top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best mattress brands store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and you probably know my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health nearly 2 years ago. We were in a dicey situation, but everything went smoothly, and I can't recommend them enough. But, as I've told you before, you don't have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. And Dr. Khanna, a certified menopause doctor at Regional One Health's East Campus, is kind enough to join me now. Dr. Khanna, that title sounds like a pretty specialized designation.
Yes, I focus on menopause care, and I want to reach women who are told to just deal with it. Society tells them their issues are normal and natural, but I can help them.
And you received special education to be able to help these patients recently, right?
I saw that there was a need for menopause care in our community and thought it would be good to pursue more education for our patients. So I became a North American Menopause Society certified menopause practitioner.
That's excellent. And what's also excellent is that anyone can make an appointment without a referral. The East Campus, it's at 6555 Quince Road, right at the Kirby exit of 385. So just give them a call, 901-515-3100 to make an appointment or learn more on the web, regionalonehealth.org.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Full house now in the studio because we've got the Youngs. Thaddeus Young, Mrs. Young, the entire family is here. Norton Hurd IV is here. Green Big Hurd.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.